Stardate, June the 10th, 2311. My name is Perry. This is my audio boo. Hello, boo buddies. Bit of a state of shock. Before I go on, I'd like to put a little warning on here for anyone under the age of about 21 listening to this. Please now turn over, because I'm going to ruin the rest of your life, I think. For those that are still listening, do you remember the time when you actually found out that Father Christmas was actually your dad, your mum and dad, and that the Tooth Fairy was once again your parents, and that illusion didn't, you know, was shattered? There wasn't that mystery person that come down the chimney once a year.
You were.
Well, that's how I felt this week, really. You know, familiar voices that you hear and you grow used to, and yeah, when you hear the voice, you know where you were when you first heard it, and it brings back all those memories of good times. And then you find out actually that the voice actually was a person doing the voice. You think, you mean it wasn't a mystery person? It wasn't magical? That's how I felt this week. I'm not talking about the death of Roy Skelton, who did the voice of Zippy and George in Rainbow. No, even worse than that, Boo Buddies. The voice of JN Turen and the Northern bloke. I found out they're real people. It's a shock. I just thought these people here on my earphones driving to work were mystery people. But no, they're actually human beings. I mean, I'm in a state of shock. I'm not sure how I can carry on now. Oh, I don't know. Terrible. But on other news, I've just left pets at home. I've just gone and returned a pneumatic drill. To pets at home. Well, it was actually a fish tank pump, but it was impersonating a pneumatic drill. And ironically, on the side of the box, it has the words "super quiet." Well, I can assure you, after wrapping it in two pairs of football socks, or two football socks, or say a pair of football socks, in a shoebox, under two cushions, in a cupboard with the door shut, the fact that you can still hear it going 24/7 isn't quiet. So I didn't have a receipt, didn't have the box, had it about a year, took it back to Pets at Home, explained the situation. They said, oh, we'll just try it, plugged it in. They went, oh, it's not very quiet, is it? I said, no. Now, this is where you'd normally expect shops to say, well, you don't have the receipt, you ain't got the box, you've had it a year. Lucky. Oh, no, not Pets at Home Electrowith. I have to say, first class, and first probably is an understatement, first class customer service. Okay, well, let's go and have a look at the pumps. And I explained that I was trying to pump air into two items in the fish tank, and I wasn't getting enough through on this particular pump, so maybe I'd look at getting another pump. My model was model number 2. Unfortunately, model number 3 was out of stock, and the only other one they had in stock was model number 4. My pump cost £18, model number 4 cost £33. So I'm thinking, well, okay, I'm going to have to pay the difference. Don't particularly want to, but without even any argument, in fact, without even mentioning to him, the guy went, oh, well, what we'll do is we'll just write it off. He says, just take this pump number 4. So, yeah, so they've just upgraded that for me. So I'm going to go home now and give my fish a bit of a jacuzzi, because I think it's twice as fast as the other one. So it's going to be pumping up lots of air in the tank for them. And also, I've got chatting to the guy, and he's given me a splitter and some extra tubing, so I can put it through a regulator that I've got, so we can control the bubbles a lot easier. First class customer service. Unbelievable. To the point that now I need to get some more fish. I will go back there on Sunday and buy some fish. There are lots of pet shops in our area. There's even an independent aquatic centre, which obviously specialises just in fish. But no, I won't go there. I will go back to Pets at Home now. I can't recommend them highly enough. Anyway, 10 seconds to go. Take care. Look after yourself. And hello, Yana and Andy. Take care. See you soon. Bye now.